Okay, we're going to begin studying the Chasam Sofer together. The Chasam Sofer is a very important character in what we call the modern Orthodox construct, in the sense that when the Chasam Sofer came to the fore, the Reform movement was evolving, and he became the staunch Orthodox rabbi that everyone looked to for guidance and for strict traditionalism. He's often associated with even ultra-orthodoxy. That's the his Hungarian connection, even though in truth the Chasam Sofer grew up for his first 19 or 20 years in Frankfurt and always maintained the connection with the Hafla, Rav Yitzchak Yaakov Horowitz and Rav Nassim Adler, who were his Rebbeim in Frankfurt. But nevertheless, he was considered a Hungarian through and through and a strict traditionalist. There's a lot to talk about in terms of his biography, but we're going to focus on the Divrei Torah. So the first of our Torah I wanted to share with you is what he discusses by the Makkah of Makkas Bechoros. Right before the Makkah, Moshe came to Paro and says, "Kachatzos halayla ani yotzei b'soch Mitzrayim." You should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be here at Chatzos Laila tomorrow, around Chatzos, and that's when Makkas Bechoros is going to begin. It's going to begin around midnight. And the Mefarshim are bothered. The Gemara is bothered by this, actually. Gemara in Brachos. Why does Moshe tell the Paro and the Mitzrayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming around midnight? Doesn't he know exactly when midnight is? What is he worried about? Why does he say around midnight? Just tell him he's coming at midnight. So the Gemara gives two answers. I'll quote the first one, since that's not the one that Rashi quotes, and then we'll go through the one that we're going to focus on. The Gemara says, Reish Lakish writes, the reason why it says Kachatzos was that Moshe meant to say that, you see, today I'm talking to you tonight at midnight, so just like this time tomorrow, that's when Hashem is going to begin Makkas Bechoros. So that's what Kachatzos means. It means tomorrow, like this time right now, which perhaps is the simpler explanation. But Rashi gives a different explanation, and Rashi says, quoting the first answer in the Gemara in Brachos, that Moshe was concerned that the sorcerers of Paro would call him a liar, that he would get the time incorrectly, that maybe they would think that Chatzos is differently than Moshe's time for Chatzos. And as a result, Moshe didn't want to be called a liar, so he said, instead of saying at midnight, he said around midnight. But it still begs the question, at the end of the day, if the sorcerers know exactly when midnight is, and Moshe knows exactly when midnight is, so they all know exactly when midnight is, what are you worried about? There isn't going to be a mistake. Each one knows exactly when midnight is. They were both able to turn the staff into a snake. So at the end of the day, just say Bachatzos. Why Kachatzos? So the Chasam Sofer tells us something fascinating. Fascinating idea. The Chasam Sofer writes that the Chatzos of Hashem, when Hashem was coming into Mitzrayim at midnight, it wasn't midnight in Egypt. It was midnight in Israel, which means it could be a 30-second, 1 minute, or 2 minute difference between when midnight begins, but midnight would begin only after Eretz Yisrael. How does he get this idea? Where does this come from? It actually comes from Parshas Lech Lecha, based on a Medrash, which Rashi quotes. In the battle of the four kings against the five kings, and then Moshe has to do battle with the kings and defeats them. So we're told, Vayichalik aleihem laila hu va'avadav, that Avram split up with his servants at night, and they fought against the four kings. But the language of the pasuk is strange. Vayichalik aleihem laila. You don't split up the night, you split up the people at night. So therefore, Rashi quotes the Medrash, which says, no, he actually split up the night. What do you mean he split up the night? So it says here, according to its Midrashic explanation, it was the night that was divided. During its first half, a miracle was brought for Avraham, and the second half was kept in reserve for the miracle of the midnight in Egypt. So exactly at Chatzos, the second half of Chatzos Laila, that miracle was borrowed. That was borrowed from the battle of Avram against the four kings. And if it's borrowed from the battle against the four kings, well, where did that battle take place? That battle took place in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, when Moshe says that he's coming, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming kachatzos halayla, he means he's coming at chatzos in Eretz Yisrael. He's not coming at chatzos in Egypt. And now we understand why there would be a legitimate mistake. There would be an error, because the Paro sorcerers would say, "Why do you see it? It's chatzos and God hasn't come yet." And Moshe can't, it would be too difficult for Moshe to explain, "No, I didn't mean chatzos in Egypt standard time. I meant Israel standard time. So give it another 30 seconds or so." That is the idea of the Chasam Sofer. But with this idea, this fascinating idea, we see there actually has a practical application. Because we have the following situation. There's one of the issues that comes up often in our shul as well is whether a person can say slichos early. Can you say slichos in the evening, or do you have to wait until chatzos? In fact, there's a discussion that people say it's better to say slichos at mincha time than to say it at night, because it's not the zman for rachamim. The zman for rachamim only begins at chatzos. Well, if that's the case, how can anyone have slichos early? How can you do a 10 o'clock slichos or an 11 o'clock slichos? You have to wait for chatzos. So Rav Avadi Yosef, in one of his svarim, he quotes other sources that try to give a limud zchus for the custom to make an early slichos, and they explain that chatzos goes after chatzos in Eretz Yisrael, that if it's already in Eretz Yisrael, it's already chatzos, chatzos has passed, so you can say it earlier. So 10 o'clock in New Jersey is certainly way past chatzos in Israel, and therefore you have a reason to be lenient. He doesn't actually quote the Chasam Sofer, but we can see a similar idea here from the Chasam Sofer, that Moshe said kachatzos, that when is kachatzos, when is this zman of Yeshua of salvation for the Jewish people? It's at Chatzos. When is this Chatzos taking place? Not at the Chatzos of Mitzrayim, not on the Chatzos of exile, but the Chatzos based on the calculation in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore you see again another limud zchus for the custom in many shuls to say an early slichos based on this Chasam Sofer of Kachatzos Halayla. But the main point to take away from here, that of this Chasam Sofer, is that why would the astrologers, Paro's astrologers, get Chatzos wrong or have it different than Moshe? If they knew exactly what time midnight was in Egypt, they're not going to make a mistake, whether it's Moshe or the astrologers. The answer is, explains the Chasam Sofer, that Moshe's Chatzos is going after the Chatzos in Eretz Yisrael, because that's borrowed from the battle of the Avram against the four kings, Vayechalek Aleyam Laila. So Moshe was going off of Chatzos in Eretz Yisrael, whereas the astrologers were going off of Chatzos of Eretz Mitzrayim, and that's why Moshe, instead of saying exactly at Chatzos, he said it's around Chatzos, so that they wouldn't say Moshe is a liar. Have a good day.